all I can tell you, in a zigzag fashion to make them stand up.
Yeah. Okay, now I got it. I got that straight. What other kind? Yeah, around here.
Well, you have a...
Maybe in a garden.
Well, it's a garden wire, a garden fence.
Okay.
Which they don't have much of anymore because, well, they don't have chickens running out. They don't have cows running out like they used to.
Don't need them.
They don't need them.
Let's see. How would you make a wire fence?
Well, first you'd have to put you some post up, make it in a straight line as possible, then brace, it is ever so often put in braces and stretch your wire to make it tight enough to hold your animals in.
Okay.
And then tack your wire to these posts.
Yeah. Okay. What kind of wire would you use?
Barbed wire or either woven wire, net wire. According to what it's according to what you're going to keep in there, really. It's net wire, call it hog wire. I mean, you can get come by different names and different heights.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly it's just barbed wire fence.
Okay. Yeah, that's what everybody else told me. Ever have any cyclone fences around?
Storm fence Susan Roebuck puts up?
Cyclone
fence.
Never in Owen.
A few years back. That's just something that people normally just put up around the personal property or private, just a small estate or something.
Okay.
They don't put it around. It's too expensive to fence a farm with.
Okay. Well, what about fancy dishware? You call that one?
China.
Okay. And what you used to put in a hen's nest to fool?
Nest egg.
Okay. You ever hear it called anything else?
No, that's all we ever call it, nest egg.
Okay. And you'd carry water from a well in a
pail or a bucket.
Would it matter to you? What would you use the word pail for?
Mostly milk pail, water bucket.
Okay. Okay, that's interesting. You put, your milk goes in a pail.
Well, that's what they all call it, a milk pail. Milk.
Okay. That's what I want to know. And you might carry, you're going to feed your hogs, and you carry all the leftovers.
Slop bucket.
Okay. Or, what is it you feed them?
Slop.
Okay. Another word for it? What do we call it today?
Hog feed.
Well, now that we don't have any...
Silage or...
Inside. People that
tankage.
Aren't feeding it to their hogs might call it what?
Garbage.
That's what I want. Okay, and you fry an egg in a what?
Skillet.
Okay. Do you ever call that anything else?
Frying pan, they do now.
Yeah.
We call it skillet.
Mm-hmm. That's the older word.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and a real heavy iron pot that you might boil potatoes in or water for tea.
What do you call it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's the cooking pot.
Okay.
Okay. Well, we call it iron pot.
Okay. How about something that especially for tea, for boiling water?
Teapot.
Okay. I thought it was something like kettle.
Kettle.
Oh, kettle.
Yeah. They did.
No, it used to be an iron kettle now.
Iron kettle, yeah.
I mean, it had a spout and everything on it.
Mm-hmm.
We used to have one.